is VOA News. I'm David Berg. UN officials have expressed alarm on Wednesday at the worsening humanitarian situation in northwestern Syria. The UN's humanitarian affairs chief, Mark Lowcock, called on the warring parties to protect those displaced by the fighting.
At least 100 civilians were killed between 1 and 16 February by air and ground-based strikes in the northwest, according to the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. 35 of those killed were children.
Backed by heavy Russian airstrikes, Syrian government forces have for weeks been conducting a crushing military campaign to recapture the Aleppo countryside and parts of neighboring Idlib province. Hundreds of thousands have fled the fighting. Passengers are starting off to get off, that is, a cruise ship in Japan after their two-week quarantine ended. But as AP correspondent Rita Foley reports, they might face some more time in isolation.
Hundreds of passengers contracted the coronavirus on board. More than 300 Americans were evacuated over the weekend and brought back to the U.S., where they are in quarantine for 14 days. Some Americans chose to remain on board the Diamond Princess. They will not be allowed to return home for at least 2 weeks after they come ashore. The U.S. is worried about their possible exposure to the virus while on board the ship. I'm Rita Foley.
Iran's state media reported that two people have died after testing positive for the coronavirus, the first cases of the disease in that country. The IRNA news agency quoted health ministry officials as saying the two people who died were in the holy city of Qom, south of Tehran. Iran has applied safety measures on arrival flights at its airports to control a possible spread of the deadly virus. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned China's expulsion of three Wall Street Journal reporters after the paper's opinion section published a piece critical of China's handling of the coronavirus outbreak. In a statement, Pompeo said mature, responsible countries understand that a free press publishes facts and expresses opinions. China's foreign ministry said the opinion piece, which ran under the headline, China is the real sick man of Asia, has criticized Beijing's handling of the virus outbreak and was racist and denigrated China's efforts. The foreign ministry said it asked the newspaper to apologize, which it had declined to do. However, the journal's publisher, William Lewis, said in a statement that he was deeply disappointed by the decision to run the headline. Lewis said the opinion pages and the journalistic part of the newspaper are separate entities, and it was not the journal's intention to offend anyone. Lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange say that President Donald Trump offered Assange a pardon if he would say that Russia had nothing to do with the website's publication of Democratic National Committee emails during the 2016 election. The emails contained embarrassing details about the Democratic Party. Assange's lawyer referred to a witness statement by former U.S. Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who visited Assange in 2017, saying he had been authorized by the president to offer a pardon. Rohrabacher's statement said the pardon would be contingent on Assange saying that Russia had nothing to do with leaking the DNC emails. Assange and WikiLeaks and their involvement with Russian efforts to disseminate emails that would hurt Democrat Hillary Clinton were central to former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. A White House spokeswoman denied the report, calling it a total fabrication. Michael Bloomberg's presidential campaign has made a big gamble, and it will be tested in a few hours in Las Vegas, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Bloomberg has skipped the early voting states and instead poured hundreds of millions of dollars into TV ads. Tufts University political analyst Jeffrey Berry says his rivals have noticed.
He's doing it the easy way. They've been doing it the hard way, and they're angry.
And ready.
I'm anxious for the debate tonight.
Joe Biden says he'll tell the truth about Bloomberg.
That always works.
What's the truth about Bloomberg?
Truth is, he's basically been a Republican his whole life.
Biden's faltering campaign badly needs a boost. And with the other candidates also pushing to separate themselves, some Democrats fear the stage is set for a bare-knuckle brawl on the Vegas Strip. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.